Chrysanthemum Cliff. I don't think that it's appropriate to say there's any bad Christmas candy and treats, but there are five that are our least favorites. I'll say that.
I always love these lists because inevitably, like, three of the five are candy that I love.
So me please, too.
And like, every time they're like, man, why do Peeps even exist? I'm like, because Peeps are delicious. They're like, ugh, candy corn. I'm like, I buy candy corn and store it so I can have it until like February. Anyway, please tell me the list.
You are giving away some of this list.
Oh, no.
So candystore.com essentially put out this list, not because they want to hate on these particular Christmas candies. They just want to give you a heads up if you are maybe bringing something to an event or, you know, you're doing your candy for the first time for family. They just want you to know that these five items might not be chosen as often because they are at the bottom of the popularity list. And yes, there is a version of candy corn called reindeer corn. It is the same as candy corn. It's just colored in the theme of Christmas. Now, I love candy corn.
Same. I don't want to spoil anything, but Brooke just brought me a little candy corn pumpkin and I was just waiting for a break to eat it.
That's amazing. I love that. So you and I balk the trends on that. We'll eat all the reindeer corn. The next least popular is Christmas nougat. Now, I've never...
Heather.
I'm not a fan of things that stick in my teeth as I've gotten a little older. And, you know, the dentist has pointed out all of the misadventures I have had with my mouth. So I don't know that I've had specifically Christmas nougat, but candystore.com is saying, hey, don't throw all your eggs in the Christmas nougat basket because people don't love it.
Assuming that it's what I think it is, it's like peppermint flavored and kind
yes.
of, oh, it's so good, Heather. Like, I buy that stuff on purpose. It is okay. So good.
Well, so far, you and I love all the things that no one else does. Now, my absolute favorite candy in the history of the world is number three on the list of candies we hate. Chocolate covered cherries.
Oh. You've got to be kidding me. Those, like, everyone knows how much I love chocolate covered cherries. I get a ton of them. Like, every Christmas sock I open has them in it. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I love those so much.
For me, it has to be Russell Stover. That's my favorite brand of chocolate covered cherry that I've had. I mean, I'm sure that there are some really excellent chocolatier chocolate covered cherries, but if it's between like Whitman's and Russell Stover, if you're at the Walgreens or whatever, picking it up. Like, I always go for the Russell Stover, but yeah.
I'm not picky. I just want some.
You just want anything. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Apparently other people don't love them the way we do. I will eat an entire box myself within an hour of when someone gives it to me because I love it so much.
I don't believe that. They're so hard to get sometimes too. Like, you go to the store and they're like, oh, we have the dark chocolate ones. I'm like, I don't want your dark chocolate cherries. Give me the good stuff. That's crazy.
That's so funny. All right. Maybe we can both get on board for the next one.
All right.
Candy canes that aren't mint flavored. So the cheese, the bacon, all of the possum. Yeah. All of the weird flavored candy canes. People are saying, hey, they're funny, but no one wants to actually eat them. So stop buying them. I mean, I don't know. I love a gag gift. So I'm over here like, buy the cheese candy canes. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, does that include things like the chocolate mint ones, I think are very good? Or like Lifesaver makes some kind of fruity flavored ones that
yes.
are very good.
There are some strawberry ones. I like the strawberry. Yeah. I think we're very anti this list.
I think peppermint candy canes are kind of basic, to be honest. Mm. So
number five is your fave, Holiday Peeps.
Oh, love them. You ever had chocolate dipped ones?
I haven't had a chocolate dipped one, but I will say that for everyone that hates them, they're really good in hot chocolate. Like, you don't have to eat a peep just plain. You can chop that peep up and throw it in your hot chocolate. Like, come on, calm down. It's a marshmallow.
So if you get some peeps and you don't like them, option number one is just send them to me.
Okay.
I will eat them. Number two is stick a toothpick in them, put them on a plate, put them in the microwave, and let them joust.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Did you come up with that, Cliff?
I did not. I wish I had, but I've done it, and It's pretty fun. I'm not lying.
I got so distracted by all of the chocolate covered cherry conversation that I forgot what you were talking about today.
I'm going to talk about Christmas decorations. So yes, for some people, you're probably going to be putting your Christmas decorations away in the next 2 weeks, maybe the next month. Like I said, for me, it's going to be more February-ish. But if you're doing it, you want to do it right, okay? So the first thing you want to do when putting away your Christmas decoration is to just kind of take a look at them. Make sure that there's nothing broken. Make sure there's nothing falling apart. Making sure they're, you know, all kind of together. Because there's nothing worse than taking out a Christmas decoration. It's kind of like when you move. I'm sure you did this when you moved too, where you get to your new place and you're like, why did I bring this box? This is the dumbest box. I don't need any of this stuff. But I paid someone to bring it here. And it's the same thing with Christmas decorations. Don't next year when you pull it out go like, I don't know, these are all broken. Why did I pack these? Just get rid of them now. The second thing you want to do is clean them. If you're like me and you've left your Christmas tree up for 3 months, your Christmas ornaments are dusty. Make sure they are clean with a dry cloth or a wet cloth if it needs it, or a soft brush, feather dust, or whatever. Make sure they're clean before you put them away. It'll also make sure that if they get a little bit moist, it won't be permanent on them. You're going to want suitable containers to store your decorations in. Don't use cardboard boxes because things that eat cardboard exist, and you don't want those things eating your Christmas decorations too. So get a nice plastic container. Go to Costco. Costco has them on sale every year, and they're very nice. Get a nice plastic box that is, you know, stackable.
Oh, stackable plastic tubs changed my entire life.
They're magic.
When I moved in a pod, because in the pandemic, when I, like many people, lost their job, I knew I was moving, but I didn't know where I was going. So I packed up my life into a pod because I could store it at least for a while. And I got a bunch of those totes, and that was magic for me. And I still have them. It's amazing. I love them.
Yep. So you want to keep all your delicate stuff, you know, wrapped up, put it in tissue paper, bubble wrap, keep your light strands wrapped around something to keep them from getting tangled. Don't just throw them in a box. You can wrap them around paper towel tubes, or you can buy special things. I mean, if you want to go to like the container store, they will sell you $10,000 worth of things to keep your stuff, you know, safe. I don't think you need to do that. Just go to Costco and buy like 10 boxes and then just be smart about what you do. But get it there. Make sure you're putting away things by category. Don't just like willy-nilly throw things into a box. Make sure your lights are in one thing, your decorations or another, so that when you pull them out, it makes sense. You can even label those boxes if you're, you know, someone who likes to take things to that level. Then the next part, though, they recommend that you store decorations in a proper place, and that is way easier said than done. Like, my Christmas decorations go in my attic, which is in Florida, which is probably the worst place you can put anything. The good news is there's no bugs because it's way, way, way too hot up there for anything to live. But it also means that I can't store candles because otherwise I just take out melted puddles of wax in the Christmas time. So try and keep things in a good place. Nowhere that it's real wet or mildewy. Nowhere that it's obscenely hot. Nowhere that it's super humid. But sometimes you can only do so much. And the last thing, make sure to take good care of your Christmas tree if it's fake, because those things are very expensive. Keep it in its original box or use a box specifically designed for Christmas trees. Don't just throw it in a bag because that will make it so it doesn't keep its shape and it'll look like crap next year. So keep it in the box or buy a Christmas tree box and then keep it with your ornaments in that very special place where everything is magically mildew free and not too hot. Like if you have a root cellar, that's the perfect place for your Christmas tree. I don't have a root cellar. Do you have a root cellar?
No, I don't know even where you would find a root cellar.
Well, I mean, I think like you probably have to have a house built in the like 1890s. They probably have one somewhere underground. But
mine was built in 1911, I want to say.
You could have a root cellar. Maybe it's there somewhere. You just haven't found it yet.
What?
Probably not, though. But maybe,
I mean,
you read weird things all the time where people find hidden, you know, trap doors underneath a rug. And you're like, oh, wow, I've got a root cellar now.
That's so crazy.
Brooke said that sometimes your root cellars are outside. So if you have like a weird door in your backyard that you've never looked in, Heather, and you're like, I'm scared to open that. Maybe that's where your root cellar is.
I'm not scared of many things, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
But weird doors in your backyard, you just like, I'm in there. I have neither because the water table here is like 16 inches underneath my ground. So
okay.
There's no root cellar here. I just have a very, very, very hot attic.
My house does have some weird like doors to nothing in the basement.
Maybe that's where the root cellar was.
Maybe. That's possible. Yeah.
Perfect.